on Hall.com.
Experience fall family fun at this year's Turtle Bay Oktoberfest, happening Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. right here at Paul Bunyan's Forest Camp. Enjoy local breweries, food, live music, animals, games, and more. Oktoberfest-themed costumes are encouraged. Each ticket includes your first beer or root beer for the kids. Presented by Liquor Barn and Sasquatch Car Wash. So join us Saturday, October 12th from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. for Turtle Bay's Oktoberfest. Grab tickets today at turtlebay.org.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Broadcasting live from the Abraham Lincoln Radio Studio, the George Washington Broadcast Center, Jack Armstrong and Joe Getty.
Armstrong and Getty.
And now, here's Armstrong and Getty.
I read that ahead of the debate, Tim Walz has been nervous that he was going to let Kamala Harris down. Yeah, Harris was like, don't worry. If Joe Biden could be replaced, so can you. It's not a big deal.
Tim Walz is fighting off a case of the nerves ahead of his debate with Senator J.D. Vance. He is said to be nervous that he might let Kamala Harris down.
And we know he did warn Harris during the vetting process that he's a bad debater.
Okay, that might be lowering expectations too much. Tim, you want to be more like, my opponent is a slick talker, not me talk bad, disappoint pretty lady.
I'm telling you, Tim Walz, uncomfortable in his own skin, he is the bald-headed Sarah Palin. He did damage to the ticket last night. Just vibes, man, vibes. Well, the vibes were bad. Angry and nervous.
My take is I don't think it mattered at all, but... there is a old thing, maybe you've heard this before, that the guy who's the guy who ran Fox, started Fox Ailes, Roger Ailes. Mm-hmm. His belief on debates was, you don't need to have the sound up. You can leave the sound down and tell by looking at the TV who won. you can just tell. And I would say, I just, because we got TVs in here, and they are just running clips of the debate. And based on that measure, J.D. Vance looks like the winner. He just looks like a confident guy. And the other guy looks kind of old, and it's even though he's not that old, he's 59, but he looks like he's 75. He looks like World War II generation for some reason. But anyway, he looks old and shaky.
And he comes off the right that he's had too many cups of coffee. And while my co-host is a lovely fellow, Jack, you're completely wrong. In a election where people are desperate for an excuse or a reason to vote for one candidate or another because nobody's happy with it, the one guy came off as extremely bright and self-assured, and the other guy is a near a crack-up. And I think that matters in the swing states. But we'll see.
I'll be shocked if anybody remembers in 5 weeks, but we will see. So I thought,
but they don't have to remember. That's my point. It's a feeling of, all right, I think that's a better choice for reasons I can't even put my finger on, Trump and Vance.
So once again, the media did their thing, and it was so annoying to me right off the bat. So you're not going to fact check, but you came up with this weird workaround where you throw in an extra question for Vance that is a statement of something that he has to defend, but you're not going to fact check. Okay, that's your workaround. Anyway, so this was from Mark Halperin's newsletter this morning. I thought some of you might like this. One can pretend as most... Oh, I'm sorry, that's the wrong part. That's funny that I read the wrong part. Okay, here we go. It's the other one can pretend. One can pretend, as most of the dumb-up media does, that the performance of the CBS News moderators was less outrageously biased than their ABC News counterparts, but in their topic selection, tones, selective fact-checking, and time management, this was another three-on-one night that brought massive dishonor onto a pair of resistance warriors who apparently decided to forfeit any claim to treating the two sides with anything approaching equality if further confirmation, as if anything were needed at this point, that the dominant media feels its highest calling is not journalism, but to be part of a collective effort by blue cultural institutions to make sure Donald Trump never gets near the Oval Office again.
Well said.
That's a pretty strong critique from a guy who really, really goes out of his way to be nonpartisan. But it's just because it's true.
Yeah.
It's clearly what has happened. The dominant media has decided this is so important. Our role as journalists is to make sure Donald Trump loses. So we're all in this together. Because it's just freaking outrageous. The question choice, the way they handled the time, the fact, all of it. It's just, it's unbelievable that you don't care more about the idea of journalism than that.
I would agree. It's outrageous. It's important to talk about because it's so important to a republic, but I'm just exhausted by it as well. But, yeah, it was awful last night. Awful. It was only a shade better than ABC, and not by much either. For example, I thought that it was most egregious, most obvious during the immigration portion of the discussion. We'll start with clip number 50. I think it explains itself.
Your campaign is pledging to carry out the largest mass deportation plan in American history and to use the U.S. military to do so. Could you be more specific about exactly how this will work? For example, would you deport parents who have entered the U.S. illegally and separate them from any of their children who were born on U.S. soil? You have 2 minutes.
So first of all, Margaret, before we talk about deportations, we have to stop the bleeding. We have a historic immigration crisis because Kamala Harris started and said that she wanted to undo all of Donald Trump's border policies. 94 executive orders suspending deportations, decriminalizing illegal aliens, massively increasing the asylum fraud that exists in our system. That has opened the floodgates. And what it's meant is that a lot of fentanyl is coming into our country. I had a mother who struggled with opioid addiction and has gotten clean. I don't want people who are struggling with addiction to be deprived of their second chance because Kamala Harris let in fentanyl into our communities at record levels. So you've got to stop the bleeding. You've got to reimplement Donald Trump's border policies, build the wall, reimplement deportations.
And Margaret Brennan actually then followed up, repeating the incredibly prejudicial and out of nowhere, yeah, but what about separating parents from their children? And Vance said, look, we're going to start with the criminals, and then we're going to make it harder for people who don't have any right to be here to work, and they'll self-deport. There's going to be no tearing of parents away from... Where the hell did that question come from?
Well, and immigration is a top-two issue, and that particular aspect of it is not something most people are worried about. It's
right.
The number of people that are here illegally. What are we going to do about it?
Oh, yeah, you've got to go far afield to bring in the whole ripping, weeping children from their parents' bosoms angle. What the hell? And then they got into the Springfield, Ohio situation. Oh, boy. Huh. Come and get your cat while it's hot, kids. So why don't we go ahead and lead up to it? We'll play 56 and 57 back-to-back, I think, Michael.
Now, Governor Waltz brought up the community of Springfield, and he's very worried about the things that I've said in Springfield. Look, in Springfield, Ohio, and in communities all across this country, you've got schools that are overwhelmed, you've got hospitals that are overwhelmed, you've got housing that is totally unaffordable because we brought in millions of illegal immigrants to compete with Americans for scarce homes. The people that I'm most worried about in Springfield, Ohio, are the American citizens who have had their lives destroyed by Kamala Harris's open border. It is a disgrace, Tim. And I actually think, I agree with you. I think you want to solve this problem, but I don't think that Kamala Harris does.
Just to clarify for our viewers.
Oh, yeah, hang on a second, Michael. I'm sorry. I you know what? And we should have played Waltz's floundering attempt to hang the dead cat of controversy around the neck of J.D. Vance, because it was a very Waltzian moment last night where it was kind of Trumpian, actually, in that he didn't explain what he was talking about. He just had a couple of catchwords and references, and if you've followed the story, you're like, oh, he's talking about the cat-eating thing, I guess. But It was fractured and floundering. And then J.D. Vance came back with that extremely...
Wisely did not mention the topic because he probably realized a lot of people don't know what he's talking about, so I'm not going to let him know.
And he didn't make it clear, right. So I'm just going to let that go. But yeah, he, in a way that, you know, for the millionth time, Trump can't do, said, no, the real issue is the impact of the people and that he went through the schools and the emergency rooms and social services. I thought that was great. But here's another egregious moment bias.
This is not fact-checking. I don't know. This is just a moderator jumping in with an important point to make.
Just to clarify for our viewers, Springfield, Ohio does have a large number of Haitian migrants who have legal status, temporary protected status.
Well, Margaret, but
thank you, Senator. We have much to get to.
Margaret, I think it's important because
we're going to turn out of the economy. Thank
Margaret,
you.
Margaret, the rules were that you guys weren't going to fact check, and since you're fact checking me, I think it's important to say what's actually going on. So there's an application called the CBP One app, where you can go on as an illegal migrant, apply for asylum or apply for parole, and be granted legal status at the wave of a Kamala Harris open border wand. That is not a person coming in, applying for a green card and waiting for 10 years.
That is the facilitation
of illegal immigration, Margaret, by
Thank
our
Thank you,
own
Senator, for
leadership.
Describing the legal
and
process. We have so much to get to, Senator.
Those laws have been on the book since 1990.
Thank you, gentlemen.
The CBP app has not been on the books
since 1990. And they cut off his mic.
Gentlemen, the audience can't hear you because your mics are cut. We have so much we want to get to. Thank you for explaining the legal process. Nora. Thank you, Margaret.
That was Margaret Brennan jumping in to help Tim Walz.
Well, come on.
Clearly. Obviously.
And I like this.
Being wrong.
If you want to make your spouse or coworker or whatever really angry, this is a good technique I think most people are aware of or have been on one end of. You make a really strong statement and then say, I don't want to talk about it anymore. That's a classic of the world of arguing. And that's what Margaret Brennan did. She jumped in with a really strong statement, misleading spin, then said, but time's up, no more. Wait a second. You gave yourself time to add to the discussion with something that's misleading and then said no more time. That's not
Having
cool.
Having vowed that you wouldn't do that at all.
The great argument, again, you want to sleep on the couch or get punched in the face, that's a good one. Oh, yeah, well, you bloody, 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 but I'm not talking about this anymore. What?
Right. You're a rotten piece of crap, but we could talk about this all night. Let's just sleep on it. Yeah. Thanks, you two.
Oh, boy. And so obvious, but, again, I think maybe the bias is so deep in these people, they don't realize they're doing it. They actually, in their minds, feel like there's a good side here and a bad side here. And there's a side of truth and a side of evil and lying. And jumping in on the side of good and truth to stop the evil and lying is not wrong or biased or out of bounds or anything. Let Tim Walz jump in if he wants to correct that point. That's what a debate is.
Right, right. Well, I just think I think their main problem is that they can't help themselves. They're such advocates for one side of the political spectrum that they hear that's J.D. Winning the point and Walz sputtering and floundering, looking like he's had three too many cups of coffee by this point, and she had to jump in and help him.
How about her tone? Thanks for explaining the law to me.
Yes, the audience can't hear you because your mics have been cut. So thank you for explaining. Oh, you wenches, you serpents.
I think
you
that's
evil temptresses.
I think that's when Joe sent the private text with a naughty word about one of the moderator women.
Look, I'm an Anglophile. Brits frequently use that word to describe
people. Don't even hint at it.
What? What?
What?
That's you. What are you going to fact check me now?
Nora? All right. Margaret, thank you.
Oh, geez.
All right. Sorry. Yes, we got to take a break. Thank
more
you,
to get to, like, a couple of
the audience
wars.
Can't hear you, Jack and Joe, because your mics have been cut. Mm.
Oh, yeah? You're a...
Gentlemen, there's a lot to discuss. We have to move on.
Yes, we know! Shut up!
Armstrong and Getty. At University of Maryland Global Campus, we give our students credit where credit is due. credit for deciding, in the middle of rush hour traffic, to go back and get their bachelor's and a promotion. Credit for managing 3 kids, 2 dogs, and a full-time job to pursue an MBA. And credit for serving in the military by day so they can study cybersecurity at night. For over 75 years, we've been helping students receive the credit they deserve. With more than 135 degrees and certificates, students at UMGC can use prior learning or relevant experience to earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's, and graduate students can transfer up to 12 credits toward their master's. At UMGC, you'll find everything, online to hybrid courses, lifetime career services to scholarship opportunities, making your education journey flexible, fast, and affordable. Classes start soon. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Eyezervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Eyezervay or Avastin Captid Pagel is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Eyezervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Eyezervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Eyezervay today.
Eyezervay gets GA going slower.
Visit Eyezervay.com. That's Eyezervay.com.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history. It is with great honor and pride that we have been able to support several amazing local businesses like these over the years.
Thanks to the Redding Rancheria for their support of the Kiwanis Fiesta Dam Club Food for Kids program. We send 185 bags of food home every Friday. They're instrumental in helping us.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash, where they take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Redding.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Have you been trying to make sense of local government, but 10 minutes in you already feel your blood pressure rise? Well, put down the headache medicine and get ready for a new perspective. Introducing Shasta Unmasked, taking on local issues and politics that affect you every day. Your government, public health, schools, and quality of life, unmasked and uncomplicated. With a great panel of hosts, local guests, and your calls, we can unmask the lies and shine a real light into our county. Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Pacific, right here on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM. Shasta Unmasked, making everything local on the level.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Redding Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria, for supporting Tree of Life International Charter School. Gracias por todo su apoyo.
Thank you, Redding Rancheria!
The Shasta Lake Chamber of Commerce wants to thank the Redding Rancheria. They have sponsored our Friday night in the park for more than 18 years, and we really appreciate it.
Redding Rancheria, proud to play our part.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Dunkin' Donuts announced their new fall menu, which includes a Halloween Munchkins bucket. 50 Munchkins in a bucket. Take that, Ozempic. Yeah, whether it's donuts or fried chicken, you know a meal is healthy when it's served in a bucket. You know what I'm saying?
I like the idea of America's need for that kind of food. Fighting back against Ozempic. It's us against Ozempic. I think we can win.
that's funny. It seems obvious, but what other country has meals served in buckets?
Hmm?
I mean, like we're beasts.
Well, you don't want the grease to slop out onto your pants, so just makes it easier. Coming up, we're going to get into a little bit of what happened in the Middle East. As Tom Friedman wrote in the New York Times yesterday, it is probably the most consequential moment in the Middle East in many, many decades.
Like, absolutely.
Maybe a half a century. It is a big deal. It got obscured by the debate because we can only focus on one thing at a time, I guess. But that was a major attack from Iran, and Israel is going to hit them back probably the hardest they've ever been hit, ever. Probably. So.
And I need to make a very quick correction. The Longshoreman Union boss, the colorful, profane 78-year-old, I said when he was on trial for alleged mob ties that one of his co-defendants disappeared and was found in a shallow grave. I misspoke. His co-defendant disappeared mid-trial and was found in the trunk of a car.
Oh, wow.
Dead as a hammer outside a diner in New Jersey.
Wow. How Tony Soprano is that?
Forget about it.
Wow. Is the Bada Bing involved? Wow.
Anybody seen Larry Tubitz? Anybody said Larry around? No?
So the big union chief's on trial, and the guy that's going to testify is found in a trunk.
Passed away.
That is something. Took my son to the orthodontist yesterday. He needs braces. Needs. I'll use my finger quotes. Needs it if you want to have straight teeth. Doesn't need it if you just want to live life as a Brit or anybody else who doesn't care about straight teeth.
Have to immigrate.
Because you don't have to have straight teeth to live your life. Look at anybody who's older who didn't live in the era of everybody has straight teeth. But, you know, it becomes a point that I suppose that you don't want to be the one outlier. It doesn't do you any good, even though it's going to cost your parents many thousands of dollars, because insurance doesn't really cover that much of it, and I'm not sure it should, since it's not necessary. It's mostly cosmetic.
Although, right.
And you have to be a Simpsons fan to get this, but Henry said, it's not like I'm going to be like when Lisa, and they show the picture where your teeth get worse and worse, and one goes up through her skull and comes out her eye.
Exactly. That's what they try to convince you of. Oh, that tooth there, it's going to go straight down through the floor of their mouth and out their throat.
Right. But the main reason I bring it up is I brought it up back in March. I actually know that because I looked it up. Remember, I complained harshly on the air about this guy who tried to upsell me in front of my son, and asked him, this dentist, I said, can we talk about this, you know, not in front of the patient? He said, no, we always have this conversation in front of the patient. I said, well, maybe you do, but I don't want to, since we're talking about money and comfort and that sort of stuff. Anyway, I later found out that they are well-known upchargers, and it was so obvious, being at this place last night on a recommendation, that they don't. Work hard to find a dentist that's not into upselling you, because there's a huge difference in that industry.
Yeah, absolutely true. You find a good one, stick with them. Or her.
And among the dentists in their industry, they know the ones that are good and ones that aren't. Some of them are, like, practically crooks. They really are. So you got to watch out for it. Now we're going to talk Israel coming up in Iran.
Armstrong and Getty.
If you're living with dry age-related macular degeneration or dry AMD, you may be at risk for developing geographic atrophy or GA. GA can be unpredictable and progress rapidly, leading to irreversible vision loss. Now there's something you can do to
slow it down, get it going slower.
Izervay is proven to slow GA progression.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Izervay or Avacincaptad Pegol is a prescription eye injection used to treat GA. Don't take it if you have an infection or active swelling in or around your eye. Izervay can cause eye infection, retinal detachment, or increased risk of wet AMD. Izervay may temporarily increase eye pressure. Your vision may be impaired after an eye injection or exam. Don't delay. Ask your doctor about Izervay today.
Izervay gets GA going slower.
Visit iZerVay.com. That's iZerVay.com.
You're listening to KCNR 96.5 FM at 1460 AM, your talk radio. Online at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Shasta College invites you to their annual Community Day on the Farm, a free, family-focused event on Saturday, October 5th from 9 to 1 at the Shasta College Farm. Enjoy hayrides, a petting zoo, children's crafts, and face painting, along with demonstrations of farm equipment. Tour the farm and see the amazing work of Shasta College students firsthand. There will be a fall plant sale featuring plants from the Native Plant Society and the Shasta College Horticulture Department. For more information, contact Lemoyne White at lwaite@shastacollege.edu.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staff with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website at havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, the craft of fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Join Token's radio show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as host Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Token's radio show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal here, inviting you to come gather around the table with us tonight at 5 p.m. for an exciting time of sharing timing tricks and tempting morsels of culinary insights to help you expand your home meal menus and impress your family and friends. We've got flavor, food, and culinary facts right here on Cooking Like a Pro on KCNR Radio.
The Armstrong and Getty Show.
Israel vowing to strike back after that massive Iranian air assault over major cities, the largest ballistic missile attack on Israel ever. A senior U.S. official saying Iran fired more than 200 missiles toward Israel. Most of those missiles shot down by Israel's triple-layered air defense system and some by the U.S. military.
Yeah. I think that most of us, since we're all amateurs at following this sort of stuff, we don't make a big differentiation in our mind between rockets and missiles, and then there's 100 different kinds of missiles. It's like you're always saying about drones. We need to come up with different terms, because that $20 toy you got your kid for Christmas 10 years ago was a drone. So is something that looks like a fighter jet. And is equipped like a fighter jet. So, and missiles are kind of the same way. This is the biggest ballistic missile attack. This is a big-time missile. Hypersonic, Iran says. I don't know if they actually are. That would be, you know, the speed that it's very hard to detect and stop, although these were stopped. But this was a major attack.
And this is hugely different than some sort of rocket attack where you have small munitions that you aim and hope. These are much more sophisticated, much more heavy, destructive weapons.
As I saw it described by one military analyst, if one of these had gotten through in the heart of Tel Aviv, you could have easily had 1,000 people dead, which obviously would be the casus belli, if you will, to allow Israel to do whatever the hell they want at all with Iran. Yeah. And they still may already have that going on.
I absolutely think they have the right to. The idea that they should just endure this sort of gigantic attack because they can mostly fend it off and like some sort of, you know, geopolitical battered spouse just take the beatings and pray, you know, one doesn't go too far some days is absurd. It's obscene. And the fact that the Biden administration is continually advocating for that sort of passivity is morally and logistically idiotic. And B, it's just disgusting. I can't believe they advocate it.
I had another point to make, but my old man brain flitted out. What were we talking about?
Well, I went off on my rant, as I tend to.
I like a good rant.
Moral imperatives. Causes belli.
So, Jared Kushner really wrote a good piece over the weekend that we read on the air earlier, which alerted me to the fact I didn't fully understand that this, I guess, all these years. The reason Israel couldn't go after Iran the way they would like to all these years, because not a lot restrains Israel. They kind of do what they want. It's because Hezbollah and Hamas were right there on their borders. And so, man, we get into a war with Iran. Iran's way over there, but Hezbollah's right here, and Hamas right here. And if they, like, completely unleash on us at once, we got a big problem. Well, that's no longer a problem. Hamas is 90% destroyed, are the numbers I'm reading, and Hezbollah is getting there. So, sorry, your attack dog is gone, so now it's just Israel and Iran. And this is the best chance Israel's had to really go after Iran and perhaps destroy that nuclear weapon program. They're never going to have a better chance than this. So how would you pass that up? Anyway, this gets to an exchange that I saw on Wolf Blitzer yesterday on CNN. Why am I watching Wolf Blitzer on CNN? Is this what my life is?
Is your TV broken or something?
Was I strapped to a chair? I'd been abducted.
Were you at Wolf Blitzer's house?
And Mrs. Blitzer had it on, and I felt it would be impolite to say, could we watch a different show?
It'd be really awkward. Can we go to Fox News?
Somehow I was watching Wolf Blitzer, and they brought up the Secretary General of the UN calling for a ceasefire and wanting to de-escalate, and this representative for Israel who was on there was not having it. Here's how it sounded.
The United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres today posted this comment. Let me read it for you.
Listen to this.
This is what he said. I condemn the broadening of the Middle East conflict with escalation after escalation. This must stop. We absolutely need a ceasefire. Prime Minister, what's your response to him?
Shame on him. This guy is a clown. He's a clown because he cannot even bring himself to utter the words, I condemn the Islamic Republic of Iran for shooting 200 ballistic missiles on the Jewish state. He's condemning the broadening. What is the broadening? Have you ever met the broadening? I've never seen a broadening walk on the street. He's a coward. It's time for him to quit. The UN is a farce. If the United Nations cannot stand up and do what's necessary when one country is attacked by another, we did nothing to Iran. And for the past year, they've been making our lives miserable, not only ours, the entire Middle East. And instead of standing up for what's right, this coward cannot even bring himself to condemn Iran. Well, it's time for him to quit.
Boy, it's weird to hear somebody speaking the truth.
Right.
In the modern world, and on this topic in particular, I've gotten so used to the mealy-mouthed obfuscations of the Biden administration. Oh, wow, clarity!
No kidding. He's a clown. He should step down the broadening. So the statement from the UN Secretary General after Iran sends 200 ballistic missiles at the capital of Israel is, we condemn the broadening of this conflict. No mention of, Iran probably shouldn't be shooting ballistic missiles at the capital of another country, former capital, depending on the capital, financial capital, depending on what you want to call it. But that's unbelievable.
Yeah, it is. It absolutely is. If you had held on to a shred of respect for the UN, I certainly hope it's gone now.
That is amazing. Yeah, you're right. That's some plain talk that you don't hear very often.
Yeah. Yeah, well, they don't have the luxury of being a fat, happy superpower that's completely lost its way. I'm reminded of something I read earlier. This is Seth Cropsey and Harry Hallam in the Wall Street Journal opinion section. But they were talking about the Mossad probably attacks on Hezbollah with the pagers and the walkie-talkies and then the carefully researched, super sophisticated intelligence-borne missile attacks that took out so many more Hezbollah officers and missile launchers and the rest of it. Rather than support its allies' attempt to deter an enemy and return its people to their homes in northern Israel, the U.S. reacted with dismay. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken warned against escalation and seemed to imply that Israel's action could make the process of reaching a Gaza ceasefire more difficult or even derail it. A Gaza ceasefire?
Wow, you're still talking about that?
Why don't we talk about the annexation of Australia or curing the common cold or something else completely wildly, idiotically unattainable? I'm tired of the old one. Gaza ceasefire? I'm afraid this targeting of the Hezbollah operatives might make the Gaza ceasefire more difficult. Seriously, what color is the sky in your world, Anthony Blinken? Because it's a different one than the one I live in and that plain-talking Naftali Bennett that we just heard on CNN lives in.
And again, I mentioned this earlier, but I thought it was striking. I took in a ton of stuff on this topic yesterday because I'm obsessed with the geopolitics of all this, but I didn't see a single military or diplomatic expert who didn't think this was going to escalate, that thought Israel won't go really far in a direct attack on Iran. Not one that said, I don't think they will. No, they all think they will, that Israel will.
Partly for the reasons I was ranting about, and I think we've all had situations in our lives or seen them geopolitically where you can take something very bad once, and you can issue the, if that happens again, it's going to be very, very ugly. And then if somebody makes that happen again, if you don't bring the ugly, it will happen again and again and again. It's practically unavoidable at this point that there'd be a broadening of the conflict.
That's why I was so surprised that they, once again, the Biden people went with the take the win, take the win. Well, that's what you told us last time. We took the win. They waited 6 months and then increased their attack. So why would I not think that's going to happen again if I take the win?
Maybe the Biden administration just doesn't want to talk about the fact that freeing up those hundreds of millions of dollars of Iranian cash bought a lot of those missiles. Oh, no, 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 that was just for humanitarian food and medicine aid. Oh, Lord, I'm not a child.
Here's my favorite story before we go to break that I came across. This was a lighthearted story that I needed after a day of lots of kid stuff and running around and stressful day, and then you got the debate, and you got World War III maybe breaking out. I loved this story in the New York Times. Zoos have occasionally attempted to pass off dogs as pandas. And they had examples from all around the world, mostly your totalitarian countries.
Where you don't dare say, hey, that's no panda over there. You end up in the gulag.
China!
China in the lead with various pictures and at various levels of doing a good job. I mean, some of them, you know, you got a chow and you paint it a certain way. I'm looking at this picture right here. It's not it's clearly not a panda, but it's panda-ish, and you can certainly tell your five-year-old kid, oh, look, there's a panda.
Yeah, from a distance, it's kind of behind the bamboo. Oh, look, there it is, there it is.
But some of them were hilarious. I mean, it was like a beagle with a black stripe on its back. That's not a panda.
Oh, my goodness.
How funny is that? That's a thing.
I love zoos. I always have since I was a tiny little kid. We went with our daughter to a zoo recently, and she said, I hope you don't mind, because she's like I am. She's totally into it. I said, you know what? If I'm lucky and someday I'm old and gray and got to be wheeled around, wheel me around a zoo. I love it. Just love looking at the beasts and reading about them. And now one thing they have at zoos a lot is they show you what level of endangered the beast is.
Yeah.
Love reading the plaques and the rest of it.
That's a labradoodle shaved to have a mane. I can see lions don't bark. I don't understand what's happening here.
Lion cubs don't have manes. But that's what's going on there.
We got more on the way.
We have a lot to get to.
I know,
ahead,
Margaret.
Yes.
Gentlemen, on many topics.
We just went to break. I shouldn't say that.
Armstrong and Getty.
With all the uncertainty in the economy, the pre-election wobbles, is my money really safe? That's when I discovered the power of a gold IRA from Noble Gold Investments. It's a tangible asset that can help protect your wealth when times get tough. And with Noble Gold Investments, it was so easy to roll over my existing IRA into a self-directed gold IRA. Their experts guided me through every step. I diversified my retirement portfolio with something real. Don't wait for the election uncertainty to threaten your financial security. Vote for the timeless safety of gold and silver in 2024. Oh, and hear this. They're giving away up to 10 one-ounce silver Trump coins or a 10-ounce silver American flag bar with a qualifying account. Just visit NobleGoldInvestments.com now and use the promo code Trump. That's NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Past performance may not be indicative of future results. Investing in precious metals, including gold, involves risks. Consult with your tax attorney or financial professional before making an investment decision.
Hey, if you served our country or communities, there are massive benefits waiting for you. That's right, current and former military, law enforcement, first responders, teachers, you qualify for a free membership at GovX. That's G-O-V-X. They are the largest online marketplace exclusively for those people that serve. Right now, you'll save up to 40% off the most desirable brands, Ray-Ban, Oakley, Yeti, Stanley, North Face. Save up to 40% off cruises, hotels, theme parks, concerts, even sporting events. If you want to save, you need GovX, and you join 9 million other members who are saving millions of dollars on their favorite brands every month. Go to GovX.com, use the promo code Sean, S-E-A-N. You'll get an additional $15 off your first purchase. The sign-up is absolutely free, no membership fee. Go to GovX.com, promo code Sean, S-E-A-N, GovX, savings for those who serve.
Turtle Bay's 18th annual fall plant sale is happening Saturday, October 5th at the Turtle Bay Garden Nursery, located at 1100 Arboretum Drive near the west entrance of the McConnell Arboretum and Botanical Gardens. Turtle Bay's fall plant sale features California natives and drought-tolerant plants propagated on-site and acclimated to our climate. All plants are 30% off for Turtle Bay members and 20% off for the public on Saturday, October 5th. Learn more at turtlebaynursery.org.
It's fall, y'all, and that means pumpkin flavors are here. Get on over to Black Bear Diner and get your fill of everyone's favorite sweet cream pancakes, drizzled with pumpkin pie sauce and topped with whipped cream and maple syrup. Visit Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive or order online at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Wildfire season is upon us. Being prepared saves lives. Develop and practice an evacuation plan with your household. Stay informed about local fire conditions and follow evacuation orders if issued. Know your evacuation zone. Go to ShastCom911.com. Click on Be Prepared, Know Your Zone. Type in your address and write it down in case of emergency. You can also sign up for Alert Shasta at ShastCom911.com.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
So I've become friends with school shooters.
What?
It's
an odd circle of friends. Odd people to run with.
Yeah. In context, it's no better. He misspoke, which, you know, it happens all the time.
That's the old coach. In the debate last night, he came off as, Sarah Palin with a bald head.
I only read this exchange. I didn't hear this one.
Governor?
Well, I've enjoyed tonight's debate, and I think there was a lot of commonality here, and I'm sympathetic to misspeaking on things, and I think I might have with the senator.
Me too, man.
There's one.
I thought that was good.
Yeah.
I'm sympathetic on misspeaking. Yeah, me too, man.
the civility, I'd forgotten or lost how much I'd missed it. It was so lovely. They had substantive differences and argued vociferously and chucked a couple of grenades, but it was gentlemanly.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of polls. I saw some last night and now with a few more hours polls where it's practically 50-50 on people's response to who won, which is just the needle stuck. You either like Trump or you don't. So that's where we are.
Yeah. Yeah, just crazy. Some debate highlights and lowlights and analysis coming up next hour. Some exchanges that were very, very interesting and I think significant. And the utterly egregious, biased moderation. I mean, you can't even call it that. It was immoderate. So I hesitate to call it moderation. But stay tuned for that. If you can't stay tuned, grab the podcast later. Armstrong and Getty On Demand. Better yet, subscribe or follow us so you never miss an episode. The fabulous Andrew Stiles in the Free Beacon coming through once again. Hezbollah, the Lebanese terrorist organization funded by Iran, has experienced an unprecedented turnover of senior leadership in 2024. Recently lost its longtime leader and moral compass, Hassan Nasrallah, to an unfortunate workplace mishap. And so they went to... Andrew Stiles is ostensibly, allegedly, interviewing their chief recruitment officer. Hello? Is this Saeed Mustafa? No, my name is Jafar Fayad. I was trying to reach the chief recruitment officer for Hezbollah. Is that you? Yes, I was recently promoted. Oh, congrats. May I ask what happened to Mustafa? We arranged this interview with him, but he stopped returning our pages for some reason. He can't come to the phone right now. Why not? He's buried. Buried? Like in paperwork? No. I can assure you at this moment, our recruitment process is incredibly streamlined and involves no paperwork. That's great, but I'd feel more comfortable... The Jews. I beg your pardon? That's why Saeed Mustafa can't talk with you today, Ali Azal Salam. I'm sorry to hear that. Very well, I was wondering if you could tell me a little bit about your organization and the positions you are seeking to fill. And then he goes into a description of Hezbollah. Can you talk a little more about what you're looking for in a prospective Hezbollah employee? First and foremost, we're looking for people who are alive. It's something that many of our older and most senior executives have struggled with of late, so that alone will get you in the door and moving up the ranks in no time. An intense hatred of Jews is preferred, as is proficiency in Microsoft Office programs, but it's not a deal breaker.
You have to hate the Jews and be able to do PowerPoint.
Can you describe some of the challenges facing your organization? At the moment, we are currently facing a lot of Jewish-related challenges, although, ironically, our media coverage has been mostly positive. Brain drain, so to speak, has been an issue. Wow. Wow. Let's see. Again, I'm sorry this is happening to you. What can you tell me about the Hezbollah headquarters? What's it like to work there? Well, our headquarters in Beirut is undergoing significant renovations at the moment, so we're pleased to offer a flexible work-from-home policy for new and existing employees. We'll do our best to sponsor some happy hour events in the near future. Oh, boy. that's enough of that, but... that's good stuff. And everybody except the fat, happy heads of government of the Western powers can see the truth of the situation. But like France is being hand in hand with Biden. No, we don't want to escalate. It'd be best if we don't escalate. I just don't get it. I understand the Biden administration being desperate to get through the election and not have the poo hit the fan, because Trump is famously, for all of his faults, a hard ass who doesn't let anybody push the U.S. around, globally speaking.
I heard a report today and I haven't...
And Harris is much, much weaker on that score.
I heard a report today and I haven't figured out where it came from yet that Biden and Netanyahu aren't speaking. You heard that? Or they haven't spoken in quite a few days, which is kind of interesting given what's going on. David Sanger in the New York Times writes that behind the scenes, the White House is advising against direct attacks on Iran's nuclear facilities. Why in the hell would they not do that? I mean, what's the reasoning, unless it's the election, like you said? Or it's a political thing. One thing from David Sanger's book, The New Cold Wars, that I'm still listening to, is you realize so much of the stuff you hear is just not true for a variety of reasons. All kinds of different reasons. They need to keep things secret, or it's a domestic politics for the United States or somebody else. Like a bunch of examples. I just went through the chapter about the balloon. Remember when the Chinese balloon came across?
Oh, goodness,
We knew before it took off. We knew their balloon program. We knew where they came from. We saw it rise up in the beginning. We wondered where it was going, you know, but we acted like it just came out of nowhere and didn't know anything about it. For a variety of reasons. All the stuff that we said about tanks and Abrams tanks and stuff like that was purely for domestic politics and Germany, so they could free up their Leopard tanks because of their domestic politics. So it's just it's always so much more complicated than you realize at the time and the reporting at the time.
Yeah, hall of mirrors and further, you know, clouded by their diplomatic speak, which is difficult to decipher if you're a normal human.
Yeah, we got a lot more on the way. If you miss an hour, get the podcast Armstrong and Getty On Demand.
Armstrong and Getty.
Feeling secure in your own home shouldn't be a luxury. It should be a given.
And that's why SimpliSafe Home Security is dedicated to providing advanced protection and peace of mind to all families.
Right now, you can save big on your award-winning SimpliSafe system for 50% off and claim a free indoor security camera when you order today.
With exclusive Live Guard technology, SimpliSafe's 24/7 monitoring agents can act within 5 seconds of receiving your alarm and even speak to intruders in your home, warning them that the police are on the way.
With no long-term contracts or hidden fees, SimpliSafe earns your trust every day by keeping you safe, satisfied, and never locked in.
That's why SimpliSafe was named Best Home Security System by U.S. News & World Report.
Join countless listeners who found peace of mind with SimpliSafe. Just visit SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong to save 50% on a new system with a free indoor security camera.
That's SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. 50% off with a free indoor security camera. SimpliSafe.com/Armstrong. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.